Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson with us on The Score. So what can you and Mitch do to get you on the same page and up your guys' chemistry with you not at full speed yet?
Right now, you know, we're just really seeing everything through the same set of eyes. Coach Nagy is such a detailed guy. We're breaking down film and doing things like that, you know, so it makes it relatively easy, you know, to get on the same page. This is a very receiver-friendly offense. Any questions or anything like that come up during meetings, you know, we just kind of talk about it to make sure that we're seeing everything through the same set of eyes, you know, and it's really not about a certain level of chemistry. It's me getting on page with what he likes, you know, so, I mean, he's the one running the show. Even then, you know, as far as we're watching film and doing things like that and seeing things that he likes and picks up on, you know, that's what I've been telling my game to, you know, and that's the fun part of it.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Or wherever you get your shows.
Tomorrow, join The Score's Nick Shepkowski and Tito's Handmade Vodka from 5 to 7 p.m. for the third annual Tito's Lake Geneva Party at Chuck's Lakeshore Inn, located on the shores of Lake Geneva in Fontana, Wisconsin. Stop by and enjoy specially priced Tito's cocktails, pick up Score and Tito's giveaways, and enter for a chance to win a rockin' Tito's electric guitar signed by Tito Beverage himself. Presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original playing field.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Gerber Collision and Glass. When do you get it to Gerber? When you were pretty sure it was a four-way stop. That's when you get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass. Call 877-7-GERBER and get it to Gerber.
If they lose this game, I am getting the strap. 50 Cent, get the strap. JR's tripping. How you forget time on the clock? Thinking he up? Man, if they lose the game, get the strap. If they lose this game, I am getting the strap. 50 Cent, get the strap. JR's tripping. How you forget time on the clock? Thinking he up? Man, if they lose the game, get the strap.
Duval! I think he played that so he could play the Duval cut. It's Mully and Hanley on The Score. That's Jalen Ramsey, the Jacksonville Jaguars star, who, of course, screams Duval.
Duval, yeah.
That's him watching the game.
Get the strap.
And getting, he's telling you to get the strap. He's telling,
was it that 50. Transparent that we rolled that in just so I
yes.
could play?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Kevin, we know you.
It was nicely
done.
Do you
done. Really?
Yeah. No, we don't know you at
Does
all.
Does anyone?
How is the Screamers and Howlers podcast doing today? We put it up yesterday, right?
We did. We did our biggest episode ever yesterday in terms of duration. Our World Cup preview, part one. At
part
Screamer
one.
Howler on Twitter. At Screamer Howler on Twitter.
Yeah.
People seem to enjoy it. We're doing great things.
Like Jalen Ramsey, you repeat yourself.
Duval!
Get the strap.
We have special Twitter stuff going on that you don't know about.
Get the strap.
We can't tell you. It's one of our many accounts.
It was your longest episode? Did you forget the time?
No, I think we got lost in conversation.
Yeah.
It happens. We were having a lot of fun and we were breaking down the World Cup is like 2 weeks away and there are people that
How's
might
the
not
U.S. going to do in that?
Yeah, they have not qualified.
Yeah, I remember that part of it.
If you really care about the U.S., and I'm sure you're making mockery
no,
of it.
No, I was
They play Saturday night against Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland also not going to the World Cup. Among the other teams that I follow and love that aren't going to the World Cup include Italy, Ireland, the U.S., Holland, I believe, didn't make it. These are teams
Chile.
That I always enjoyed and always follow. And, you know, I pretty much enjoy and follow everyone but Germany. But that's just for the podcast, not for us to talk about. But it's very upsetting because... And I know we're never going to talk about this, and I'm sorry for even taking a second, but the U.S. not making that
was
tournament
terrible.
Is a disaster. It's a disgrace.
Yes.
And a disaster. And there are 20 return teams in the World Cup of the 32, and there are two that have never been there before, including Panama, who qualified over the U.S. Panama. Don't we own Panama? Didn't we build them a
drawing board? Yeah.
The hell's going on the show?
It's weird that David Lee Roth is managing Panama for the World Cup. It was an interesting hire.
Go ahead and jump.
Just for the theme song. All right. So we watched the NBA Finals last night, and it did not go as expected. It was a much more tightly contested game than imagined. It was a 12-point spread, an unusual point spread. There wasn't a lot of faith in the Cleveland Cavaliers, but there were a lot of people that bet LeBron and like LeBron. And unfortunately, those people ended up winning. The people that bet the Golden State Warriors thinking it was going to be a joke ended up losing, but it came close. It was a 10-point spread in the game. It was a 12-point spread. 10 points was the difference in the game, and it's pretty unbelievable that the overtime featured little, if anything, from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They were kind of run off the floor. But again, you got to go down to the end of the game and see how they had a free throw to win the game. Well, first of all, they had a potential 2-point lead that could have been 4 points that ended up being a draw, tied at that point because of the call that was reversed with 36 seconds left. Then you got George Hill, an 80% free throw shooter, missing the game-winning free throw. No matter, because J.R. Smith rebounds the ball. But then he decides he's going to dribble out the clock because guess what?
They've won.
He didn't know that the game was tied.
J.R. Smith, ¿qué pasa?
Unless you ask him after the game.
So
he tells you, of course I knew the situation.
So meanwhile, in overtime, the frustration level is just completely overheated, and it gets to a point where there is potentially a suspension coming for one Tristan Thompson, who, again, not to be confused with Klay Thompson, although there was a confusion during the broadcast,
yes.
And it was clarified
Not Mark Kestisher bad.
No, it wasn't Mark Kestisher bad. Nothing is as bad as that. But the point is that that because of the frustration, because they were forced to overtime, because of the frustration that ensued, because of the taunting and the going back and forth, it ends up with Tristan Thompson getting kicked out of the game because he rolled an elbow toward Peoria's very own
Sean Livingston,
and Sean Livingston took a shot that they felt he shouldn't have taken because they felt that the game's over.
Yeah, what are you
why
doing?
Are you trying to run up the score?
Yeah, take the shot clock violation.
So,
Let's go. So
they end up again throwing him out of the game, and while he's leaving, he is taunted by
Draymond Green.
And Draymond, when he taunts you, you got to take a swing at him, and so you don't have a tight fist, so you got a ball in it. You shove the ball in his face. That's the question: is what happens out of that? There were a couple of questions here. Will the NBA take responsibility for the reversal of the call? Was that correct? Was that okay? How will they view it now after they went and looked at it and reversed the call? Will they say anything in their report about it? What will they say about Tristan Thompson being kicked out of the game when
Kevin Love didn't actually make
contact? Kevin Love came onto the floor.
And he had a pretty good game for a guy coming out of concussion protocol. I mean, it wasn't all-star great, but
so,
it was good.
So the question then becomes, the Cleveland Cavaliers, could they be down a player or two for game two? And, of course, in terms of Golden State, is Andre Iguodala coming back and potentially being a man that has done a good job of guarding LeBron before another body to get into LeBron a little bit. And it just seems as if, Brian, there was a golden opportunity yesterday for Cleveland to steal a game, to win a game. It wouldn't have been stealing it, but to go in and to shock the world and shock the NBA and shock the betting public. And instead, you end up with a deficit in a game that you have to feel you should have won. In a game where you had multiple opportunities that were, for whatever reason,
and you wasted a LeBron effort for the ages, and that's saying something.
And you wasted a bad game by Kevin Durant. He played a bad game,
no doubt, to
the point where he did not block out J.R. Smith on the play that J.R. didn't know the score to, so dribbled
out. But J.R. wasn't going to take a shot over KD anyway because it's KD.
You didn't think you were leading. No, I seen it. I knew it was tied. It's just, I thought it was going to call timeout because I got the rebound. I'm pretty sure everybody didn't think I was going to shoot over Katie right there.
So. Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. No one thought that. That wouldn't have been a good play. Put the ball back up with 3 seconds to go.
312-644-6767. Let's get to Brett. He's on the road. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, guys. So, you know, obviously that was a boneheaded play by Smith at the end, but, you know, everyone's acting like it was a foregone conclusion Cleveland would have won if he didn't do that. You know, first of all, there's no guarantee he makes that shot. Like Hanley was just saying, that's a tough shot over Durant. And even if he does make it, there's still probably like 1.5, 2 seconds left that Golden State's taking time out and getting the ball on the side. So, you know, there was still a lot to go after that. I feel like the narrative's become like Cleveland lost the game because Smith did that. You know, obviously you want to get a shot up, but it's not a guarantee that game was over if you know what I mean.
Same thing if George Hill makes the free throw.
Right.
Now you got a lead, but there's 4.5 seconds left and they're inbounding the ball. But, you know, Brett.
They have to make a play at that point.
But when he misses the free throw and you go to all the trouble of rebounding it and then you try to dribble out the clock, that's a bad optic. Regardless of what was going to happen afterward, don't you want a game decided by someone making a shot as opposed to someone missing a free throw or someone dribbling around?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I said, boneheaded play all around. But, like, the idea that, like, Cleveland had the game won if he didn't do that, like, you don't know what would have happened.
No,
right?
Actually.
Like, and a lot of things could have, like, still gone on.
Which
you know?
Is why we talked about the block versus the charge.
The 5-5. Yeah, yes. That, you have 34 right. seconds left. Cleveland has the lead. If they get the ball there, okay, now they're going to take time off the clock or make Golden State follow them so they don't take it down.
Wouldn't LeBron have gone to the line on they were in the bonus at that point, right? So LeBron would have taken
that charge. You don't shoot on a charge.
You just take the ball. But you got 34 seconds left, the ball and the lead. So now you can take your time.
Lead.
You can take your time and take a shot down there.
Well, you could have LeBron just drive.
Right. Cause,
I mean, they had no possibility of stopping him.
So everyone's talking and, you know, rightfully so. JR, you know, is the GOAT here. But the NBA is probably very happy that that their officials aren't more in the spotlight than they are and should be today when the NBA comes out with their 2-minute report and explain how they went to the video when LeBron wasn't in the restricted area.
Colin's in River West. Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. I know J.R. Smith really messed up there, but LeBron had the ball at the end of the game with the shot clock off. Why didn't he just if he's the supposed GOAT? Why didn't he just dribble it down
instead
and take
of giving it to George?
The answer, Colin, is the same answer
you'll always get. LeBron's going to make the best basketball play, not the best play for LeBron. LeBron, the double team came to him. He had a man wide open under the basket. He threw the ball to him, and it was a good pass, and it would have been a layup if it hadn't been for the foul. So you got an 80% free throw shooter going to the line. That's a good basketball play, and unfortunately, he misses the second free throw. I hear what you're saying, and that's what everyone talks about with LeBron, that somehow he's shying away from being the hero. He's trying to make – he claims that this is how he plays the game. It's not about him. It's about the best play that you can make. Unfortunately, I think many times the best play that you can make is LeBron
putting your head down and go.
Get your head down, go to the hole,
make them,
and if you do make it, it's a 3-point play. Yeah. And if you don't, you're going to knock down the free throws, right?
Yep.
So you know, I'm kind of with you on that. I'm not going to defend him. Not
that's just who he is.
Shot.
He's not changing.
But he has made no secret of the fact that that's what he's always going to do. All right. We are going to take a quick time out, and we are going to come back with some transition.
Right now, it's also your chance to win $1,000 in cash here on the score. This hour's keyword, obey. Obey. Text obey to 72881. Do it by the top of the hour. Again, the keyword is obey. Text to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000 this hour. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
It's Mully and Hanley on the score.
The Cavaliers on the road, stunning the Golden State Warriors in game one. Tied at 107, my bad, tied at 107.
Golfers, don't miss the scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Oaken tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 a.m. The scorecard, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Here I go. Bundling home and auto with Progressive can save you money on your car insurance. No kidding. Oh, all right. I'm sorry. I added that last part in. You can edit that out, right?
Or you can keep it in if you like. I mean, my opinion is I think it's good. I think other people my age would like it. Very relatable. I mean,
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 40p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The new McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson, brand new Bears receiver, joining us on The Score. Have any events transpired, Allen, that maybe you weren't expecting? Any surprises in your conversations with the head coach or with Mitchell Trubisky?
Both of them are really cool and down to earth, you know, and very approachable guys. You know, I think that's what's going to make this thing so special. Because, you know, as Coach Nagy is, you know, he coaches it just like he's out there with us, you know. So it isn't something he's coaching from a player's perspective a lot, you know. So as far as for him, when we're going over things like that, it's detailed. You know, he understands people's games and what you bring to the table as a player, you know. So he does give you that freedom in your route running as a player.
Mac is back, joining Danny Parkins on your ride home, 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jim Hickey joins us. And Jim, last week when we were talking with you, you mentioned that we were talking about Chatwood. You mentioned it's almost unique to just him, the way his mechanics were and taking the pitching hand out of the glove. And it's can be more of a challenge to correct it when it's not something you've seen before. And I know Joe talked about, well, maybe we just have him pitch out of the stretch. And now that's been tabled to try to get back to getting him used to doing what he's done all his life. So that process of deciding what to do next, what goes into that?
It's tough, actually. It's one of these things where you don't want to overreact. And I don't know if it's an overreaction at this point that it's 9 starts or whatever it is in. But it's also, you know, someone who's had some success. And you don't want to just go in there and make wholesale changes.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
969.
You're listening to Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
Gira en su mano izquierda, dobla las rodillas, la pone en órbita, Hill, falla el segundo, el rebote es de J.R. ¿Por qué salió J.R. si estamos perdiendo por un? Estamos empatados, J.R. Smith, qué falta de mente de J.R. Smith, Dios mío. J.R. Smith, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué falta J.R. Smith?
Dios mío.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué falta? ¿Qué
falta? Dios
In
mío.
In any language, it's bad.
J.R. Smith, ¿qué pasa?
In the disgust.
It's Mully and Handley. Want to thank you.
I believe he actually threw his chancla at him.
Very angry abuela.
Yes, angry abuelita. Yeah.
Just left. Yeah.
Pulled his chancla off and chucked it in JR's head.
He fucked up.
I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thank you for listening.
J.R. Smith, que falta.
And everybody, thanks Dustin and Kevin and Ray, everybody working on Limited Sleep. And now we welcome in our guys. It is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Good morning, fellas.
Wow.
Good.
Wow, wow.
Was that unbelievable?
Wow.
J.R. Smith.
What the hell? Let me tell you something.
And I know, you know, hey, we don't know if he took the ball back up and he made the right play, if that would have worked. I got to tell you
something. You got to make a play.
That guy's such a bad dude. That whole China story.
Oh, with the room service?
Oh, God, that is such a horrible, horrible story. The guy ordering room service to see if they'd ever stop and just and just taking plate after plate. He's in China.
I have to have my China.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Hey, oh,
we,
easy now.
Give him a little bit of what he did.
Let's say China. 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 China.
Is this room service?
I love them. China. 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 I have to have my China. 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 Because China. China. China.